How the tenth became the first. In the old days, few people anywhere in the world could read or write. In China, parents hoped that they could make just a little bit more money. Then they could send their sons to a teacher to learn how to read and write. If they studied very, very hard and passed the imperial examinations, they could win posts in the government. This brought respect, glory, and power to the entire family. However, the examinations were very, very difficult. Many students took the examinations over and over until they were old men, but never passed. One year, the brothers Sung Chiao and Sung Chi went to the capital together. They were planning on taking the examinations. On the way, they met a monk who looked very carefully at Sung Chiao and exclaimed, "I can tell by looking at your features that you have saved many, many lives. According to your original destiny, you were to fail in the imperial examinations. But because you have saved so many lives, this year you will win the highest place in the entire empire. Let this poor monk be the first to congratulate this future official." Sung Chiao thought this was strange. "When did I ever save many lives?" The monk said, "Once you saved ants in distress." "What? You mean saving some measly ants means saving lives?" "Exactly. All living creatures have lives and destinies, even a bug as lowly as an ant. Your brother was originally destined to win the top score in these examinations. But you will do no worse than he." The brothers could hardly believe this. As they walked away, Chi asked Chiao, "Did you really save a bunch of ants?" His brother answered, "Yes. Once I saw some ants about to get drowned, so I made a little bridge out of a piece of bamboo, and they got away." The imperial examinations were more important to them than any ants or monks' predictions. Soon, they forgot all about it as they made their way to the capital. There, they did their last-minute cramming. When all of the test papers had been graded, the results were announced to the emperor. Sung Chi had won the highest score in the entire empire. Sung Chiao was in 10th place. Of course, this was also a very high score. The emperor examined the list of the highest scores. He said, "This will not do. Sung Chi has won first place, ranking higher than his elder brother, Sung Chiao. It is not natural for the younger brother to be exalted above the elder brother. Switch Sung Chiao to the first place and rank Sung Chi 10th. The emperor's command was carried out. When the brothers heard about the switch, they remembered what the monk had said and burst out laughing. On their way home to tell their parents the wonderful news about the examination, they made a special trip They thanked the old monk and complimented him on his wisdom. Before long, the story spread all over China. Everyone knew about the brother who ants boosted to the first place.